Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
To me, it's really just like you have the best quarterback in football and he's getting paid a lot of money. He's getting paid as though like he has to be Superman. But you know what? He is Superman. I wouldn't worry too much about the need to have a wide receiver one. I think it certainly helps. I mean, Josh Allen won MVP last year without right. Stephon Diggs, without a wide receiver one, and his supporting cast is only better this year.
Scott Barrett on with us just before. Miss anything on WGR? Check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY, including our chat with Scott. Golf is on in here again. Had a thought this morning about playing golf. Is this this is not good. I'm not sure it's unhealthy. I don't play very much anymore and haven't for many years, but I used to play all the time and took it like kind of how you are now. Mm-hmm. Took it very seriously. How I shot was important to me. And now it is completely 0% important to me. I just want to enjoy it and not, you know, throw up, basically. But when I cared about my golf game, even then, even when I was at my best, I would have to admit that I'm hitting a second shot from the fairway or wherever, just basic, whatever, approach shot.
Yeah.
The closer I would get it to the hole, the more likely my first thought would be, I could miss that.
Yeah. Yep.
I think, you know, watching the Open, it's obviously, it cannot be that way for these guys. Like, I would say 0% of these guys would think like that, hopefully. But like a good golfer, especially on a course like this where it's super hard, you get an approach shot. You have like a 15-foot birdie putt. Maybe like that's about the limit. Say about a 15-foot birdie putt. You're thinking might be, I can make that. Like that.
Right.
That's a green light.
I'm going to take a run at that. And yeah. Right.
I'm back in it.
Right.
Whatever kind of, most guys I don't think.
I know exactly where you're going and I am, like, go ahead.
Most guys I don't think are thinking about like the score, the overall, you start trying to stay. Mm-hmm. That's what they would tell you, trying to stay like shot by shot. But you get it up there on the green, you're 15 feet away or less, you're like, all right, here we go. And a good golfer, I can make that putt. A bad golfer, I can miss that putt. The closer I would get.
Right, right. Yeah, when I'm waiting to say 15 feet, I'm like, all right, I got a birdie putt. 6 feet, I'm like, oh God.
Right.
If I miss this 6-footer for birdie, I'm a clown.
That would look bad.
Like, I'm just like, this is such a great opportunity. Like, what am I doing? Luckily for me, I don't get a lot of balls to within 6 feet, at least not from the fairway. From my 150 yards out, does not happen that often. You know, mostly my experience is I if I'm lucky enough to get that ball on the green, which, you know, might happen on average 4 out of 18 holes I play. I don't know, right? I'm walking and thinking, oh, and as I get closer, I thought that was a lot closer than that. I realized I thought that was better than that. What am I doing here? You know, like I have that thought a lot. But I definitely, the more reasonable it is, the closer it is, the more it turns completely the opposite way. It goes from an opportunity to an accident waiting to happen in my head as I'm walking up to the green.
If I feel like a ball is really tight, I'll think, I hope they'll just give me that.
Right.
I hope I'm close enough where I don't have to actually putt it. I don't putt well at all anymore.
For birdies, for par, if there's a lag putt and it's gimme distance and the people I'm with say you're good, I'll take it. Almost no matter how close it is, if it's for birdie, I need to make the putt.
Yeah.
Like for me, because it's just not such a regular occurrence. Like if I were good enough where I got, you know, a birdie every round, say, or multiple ones, then it would be a little more ordinary. But it still feels to me like a special occasion if I'm going to have a birdie putt. So even if it's 3 feet, I'm going up there and I'm putting that in.
Yeah.
And I have missed them, you know, so I've cost myself on the scorecard when my group would have let me have it. But I feel like I want to make that putt, you know, like I need to hear the sound of the ball in the hole. And like, I got a birdie.
Well, the sound of the ball, I mean, you would feel like you have to make it for it to count.
Right.
You know, and I get that. I mean, gimmies, of course, are not in the rules.
Right.
Unless you're playing match play, like a real match, then they're in the rules.
Right.
But in a real match, you don't get to choose. I mean, you can putt it if you want, but if your opponent gives you the putt, that's binding. That's it.
Right.
You can't refuse it, basically, in a real match. Like, pick it up. That means it's good.
We're done here.
That's the end of it.
Yeah.
But I see a lot of good shots in this U.S. Open and think to myself, I could totally miss that.
Oh, yeah. Even on greens that aren't as hard as these, I could easily, miss. I had the good fortune of playing a week before last at Lancaster Country Club. And I don't know, I asked Brian about this, I think on Wednesday or yesterday, I don't remember which day, he was talking about the stemp reading for these greens, which is 14 plus or something. And I said, what would it be at a place like that? And he didn't have exact numbers for me, but I watching Justin Thomas today. I don't know if you saw his wreckage. He had early today. One of the first highlights I saw was Thomas. He had they didn't show at least the clip that I saw cut up on social media didn't show the birdie putt, but I read that he had like a 22-foot birdie putt and left it where he left it. I don't know if he left it short or long or whatever, but he had maybe 5 or 6 feet or even less coming back for the par. Missed it, like it lipped out and went about as far away the other way, and then he missed that putt, and he ended up he four putted for double, and that I didn't get it. I four putted one hole at Lancaster, and I felt good seeing Justin Thomas have that because I felt like an idiot, and it wasn't even like. I knew what the greens were. It was like the 12th hole we played or something. And I knew they were really fast, and I still just botched it so badly that I four-putted. I was like, come on. What am I doing here? But the pros are doing it. That's how hard this place is.
I think I heard that the course designer more than 100 years ago said, I think it was the second hole they were talking about, if you set the ball down at the top of the green, the back of the green on the second hole, and it doesn't roll off the front, the grass is too long. Like, we wanted to have the ball like roll all the way through from back to front on the second green, or else we needed to make it the green faster. So that's some illustration of what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
803-0550 to call us. Here's Rick with us. Hi, Rick.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling us.
So, a couple different things. First thing, James Cook. Now, what do you guys think of if they don't pay him, what the other running back...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Backs in the room are going to think, like, no matter what we do, we ain't going to get our money from this team. How could that, you know, maybe affect the whole group as a whole? And then second thing, I heard you guys talking about, like, Joshua Palmer and how good you guys think he's going to be. But Herbert was no slouch, right? And he was a number three receiver on that team. I get that. But when Mike Williams and Keenan Allen went down, he really didn't do much. So I just want to see what you guys think.
When did you hear us talking up Josh Palmer? Because I'm not sure that there was a day this week where I talked about maybe the Bills are hoping he can help unlock Kincaid because he separates, but I don't think either of us are super bullish
on Palmer as a whole. I was saying more like I heard you guys talking about like Herbert and like how he ain't really that great.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. That definitely happened this week.
I would not say he's not great, but, you know, close enough, I guess. I don't think at all about, like, the running back question, I just don't think is relevant at all. Like, players know how it works, whether it's a certain position or a certain franchise or anything like that. I mean, I just, if it's meant to wonder whether guys wouldn't play as well as they could because they would feel like the team doesn't believe in them, doesn't want to make a commitment, I just wouldn't even, I don't care. Like, that's not something that would ever cross my mind. Receivers, I mean, we talk about it literally every day, don't we? What they have. I think Palmer's okay. I accept Palmer as a certain fit, like the kind of player he is said to be and what they lacked. Separation down the field, okay. Like, I think he makes sense for what they didn't have. But I don't know what the ceiling is. I mean, I don't think it's a guy where you get, you know, like big weeks, maybe a couple over the course of the season, but I doubt it's big touchdowns. I doubt it's, you know, I doubt it's 100 targets, you know, Palmer.
Yeah.
So, I think he made sense, but he's the one, because when Brandon Bean flipped out about his wide receiver commitment being scrutinized and, you know, carrying forth a few days later when he talked to Tyler Dunn, you know, he almost sounds like he's pounding the table. What do you mean? I signed Joshua Palmer.
Right.
And like, okay, we know. The people who are criticizing you for what you haven't done at that position know. They've already processed that you've signed Joshua Palmer. You just think it's a bigger deal than we do.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely how that came off to me. I've said all along, like, Palmer, like, sure, it's a commitment, but it's like, you know, very middle class receiver contract. You know, they went and got some kingpin guy. The kingpin guys cost you twice what they paid for Palmer. So to hold that up as that kind of an example, just didn't really fit to me, like, as proof of like, look, I did this thing. You know, okay, we'll see how it shakes out. I was maybe harder on Herbert than you wanted to be or are. Because what I was talking about with him, and it really was not any kind of a reflection on Palmer. I wasn't thinking about Herbert in a context of, like, why didn't Palmer perform better with the Chargers? It was mostly just sort of course correcting on what, you know, where he rates in the league. I think I hurried him to the elite tier, and he's definitely not there. He's good. He's better than average, but I don't think he's I'm done waiting for him to graduate to the next level. I guess it could still happen, but with the coordinator he's got and the style of game that the Chargers seem to want to play, I don't know that we'll ever really see it. That doesn't mean they won't win and he won't get some credit for it, but I don't know. I'm just not nuts about him as, you know, I thought he'd get to Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Jackson, Herbert, and that to me is way off.
Well, I don't know. He's still pretty young, and his coach is a winner who will want to do it, using him not as necessarily the focal point of their offense. So if they play more conservatively and win a lot of games, you know, he might seem great. I don't know. What my frustration so far with Justin Herbert has been more like pre-Harbaugh, that it just seemed at times when they needed him to push, he didn't want to. And instead threw short, and they just, he didn't want to let it out. And that's just, you know, one person's opinion. I think he's good, but like with any quarterback, they need to win more for him to probably earn a better reputation than that. We'll take a break. Brian Koziol coming up at 5:30. Thanks for the call, Rick. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.